Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
And we're live worldwide on Close Up Radio, the service of the Telly Award-winning Close Up Television and Radio. A pleasure to have you with us today. Hope you're doing well. This is your host, Jim Masters. Always good to be with you, and thank you so much for making us a part of your day. We're very excited to welcome a very special guest for the next 30 minutes here on our program. The 30 minutes are going to go by real fast, everybody. So buckle your seatbelts and get ready to listen to a fascinating conversation with Nancy Fuoco. Yes, she is with the Resonant Heart Therapies. What a great name, right? The Resonant Heart Therapies. She's a holistic therapeutic practitioner, an experienced workshop facilitator, and a public speaker on holistic awareness at the Resonant Heart Therapies. Sound healing, vocal therapy, and opening the voice, harmonizing our chakras, and the 12 sacred flames, healing with color therapy, empowering the inner goddess, opening up to a higher awareness of ourselves as multidimensional star beings, light language, rebirthing, conscious breathing, emotional wellness consultant and teacher, laughter therapy, reflexology of the hand and foot, acupressure and massage therapy. Just some of the many things that she's experienced in and she works with her clients on. Besides her wonderful healing techniques, Nancy encourages deep breathing and meditation to boost our vibrational energy, along with pure sound, which is optimal. Nancy also sings mantras, very beautiful, yet another way to help people heal as well. If you'd like to work with Nancy, her website, well, it's very easy. It's theresonantheart.com, and that is spelled, and that's resonant, not resident, but resonant. It's, I'll spell it out for you, www.the, that's T-H-E, and then resonant, R-E-S-O-N-A-N-T, so the resonant, and then heart, H-E-A-R-T.com. The resonantheart.com is her website. The company is The Resonant Heart Therapies, and she's also got a Facebook page, too, and we'll talk about that. Of a particular note, Nancy has been offering spiritual healing retreats in high vibrational and beautiful Mount Shasta, California for over 16 years. Boy, that sounds fantastic. I was just in Canada at a retreat up in Edmonton, which was beautiful. If you've never been on one of these types of healing retreats, let me tell you, it was the one I was invited to because we were covering it for Close Up Television. It was a woman's retreat, but we were there and I was interviewing. And I tell you, I got a lot out of it too. They're really amazing. And Nancy does them, and she does them in beautiful Mount Shasta, California. Been doing it for almost 2 decades. And if you want to know more information about that, she has one that's coming up in August of this year. And we'll tell you about how you can that as well. But without further ado, because we have so much to get to in a short period of time, so we hope to have her back to expand more. From beautiful Montreal, Quebec, Canada, let's welcome Nancy to Close Up Radio as my special guest. Nancy, welcome to the program. It's a real pleasure to have you here.
Well, hello, Jim. Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, too, in beautiful, sunny Montreal. The sun has returned, and it's just great to talk to you.
Haven't been to Montreal yet, but it's on my bucket list. It is a wonderful place. Straight due north from where we are here, right, in that New York-Boston corridor.
Drivable distance and a pleasant drive. Drivable.
Yeah, through Vermont and New England and just right straight south. Lots of great vibrational frequencies you experience on those drives, too, especially if you do it in the summer or fall. Absolutely. You know, I love the name. I mentioned it during the introduction there. I love the name, the Resonant Heart. Tell us what that means to you.
Yes. Well, the resonant you know, I guess my ear is attuned to sound. And to be in a resonance with something is to be in the flow, to be in the harmony of, and to be open to the flow. You know, there's nothing discordant here, everything. You know, just imagine a river that flows into the ocean. You're open and open to ever greater levels of heart openness, ever greater levels of love. And everything flows. You know, I work with energy, meridians and energy lines. And it's all about flow, opening up the flow of things, removing any blockages and just being able to open and sing with joy. And, be in the flow of life. Be in tune with everyone else.
That's fantastic. That's wonderful. I like to have the guests sort of express what in their own life's journey pointed them in the direction of doing the work that they do. Tell us about your healing work and what led you on the path and what inspired you to do this extraordinary work.
Well, you know, there's a saying that says, healer, heal thyself. And a long time ago, you know, when I was growing up, and I started really to open up and to ask myself, well, it's got to be more to life than this. You know, I was always intuitive. I could just feel why people were upset, what was in their hearts. And, you know, I knew I never got angry because I knew why. I could feel their emotion and sense. Well, I knew why they were getting upset. And so I turned that inwards and to myself. And to see how I could better myself. You know, I was very shy. And, you know, there was a lack of confidence there. I needed to open up. And so I sought to go towards what gave me fear. I sought to go towards what, you know, I would try to avoid, you know, public speaking. And I would do, if I was afraid of showing myself in one way, I went towards it. I took classes that I knew. And I accelerated my opening up. You know, I went straight towards what I knew I could learn by. And I wanted to open up my energy field and know myself on a deeper level. You know, Jesus would say, know thyself. And that's one thing that I always captured from the scriptures, is that to know what moves in your energy field and know why. Most people go through life not knowing why things happen to them, not knowing why they don't experience certain things that others do, you know, or they compare themselves or why these negative thoughts or emotions or recurring situations happen in their lives. But there is a key there. There's so many studies and many schools that you can go to and to learn about yourself. And it's all about knowing thyself, going down to into the heart and unearthing what's there. People can look at it as just opening up a great gift, and the gift is you. Because we all have great gifts inside, but we just need to sometimes open up what's blocking that, what's hindering you, what's limiting your expression. And so after that, I thought on, once I really started experiencing more levels of liberty and freedom, you know, I started to want to teach, and I started teaching courses on crystals and how to connect to the earth and crystals as vibration. And then I started taking Reiki classes and energy therapy. And then I, you know, always as a way to look deep within the self and to see, okay, how can I keep me more open here? What am I afraid to express here? What gives me pain? And so I sought then to direct it, offer it for others and offer all kinds of courses. And, you know, you always have to do what brings you pleasure, what makes your heart happy. And so it made me happy to teach and to offer those things to others. And I knew when you're happy, you know you're on the right path. You know, when you're happy doing what you're doing, you know you're on the right path. And then you'll attract others because they want to come in your vibration. They want to also learn what you did, so that they too can be freer in their lives and attract more love, you know, attract more, I don't know, better realizations, more joy in their life.
Isn't mm-hmm. that wonderful that you get to be a conduit of that energy, huh? And help people raise the vibrational frequency as a result?
Oh, indeed. Indeed. And you know, their life is filled with more simplicity. Things become easier. And they're less reacting to life and becoming more creators. And creating from the point inside, from the positive aspects of them, rather than having to climb a hill, climb a very tall hill and with stress or being tired, because they're still fighting against the parts of self that still need to be released. You know, we all have sometimes from our childhood, our adolescence, energies that, you know, we need to let go of. We need to transcend them. We need to turn them around. We need to change the perception of ourselves and our reality. And change that and so that the perception of life is one that is joy, one that is possible, one that is from a creator's standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
What does it mean to raise the vibrational frequency?
Well, you know, a lot of people will tell you about law of attraction. What you vibrate to, you attract. And so, you know, what you resist persists in your energy field. So people don't know why they attract to themselves certain situations all the time that they want to avoid and say, why, you know? And so you need to look deep inside to release what you resist, to release any bottled up anger. Anger is always protecting pain inside, deep pain. And that is connected also to beliefs, deep core beliefs about yourself in the world. And so until you release those energies, you're just going to keep creating them. You're just going to keep manifesting them because, you know, we live in a world of mirrors. And the universe works very hard to just show us the mirror of ourselves until we can finally get it. We have an aha moment. Ah, now that's what it, that's why. And sometimes we have a watershed moment in which you release that pain. You either cry and just release those deep, that deep inner pain. And usually you feel the rainbows come because now you've made the space for that happiness that your heart seeks. And the pleasure in life. We want pleasure. We want to be gratified by our work. A lot of people just live on automatic pilot. They go to work, and they don't live with enough meaning in their lives. It should be on everyone's curriculum to take a spiritual retreat or journey, to take a course where they can stop the to-do list, and then just breathe deeply, and feel. Most people, you know, I give energy work, even just with massage, I can feel people's energy. And a lot of the energy is up in the higher chakras. It's in their mind, in their thoughts. There are always so many things to do. They don't feel what they need to. They don't take the time to just be in the feeling state. And if they would, they would really feel, oh, I don't like that job. It doesn't, you know, that job, I need something better. Or that relationship, you know, I need more in that relationship. I need more communication. I need more emotional intimacy. And so it's incredible what you can feel and what you can know about yourself just by that, by taking a week, going in nature, and meditating and just stopping the thoughts, that wheel of the thoughts, and breathing and feeling. Feeling what's there. And then when you start letting go of all the charges in the emotional body, you know, the law of attraction starts working for you in the law of allowing. And you start to, you start allowing things to come to you. Things become simpler and easier for you. And see, then instead of climbing that hill, you know, you're on a beautiful path with flowers, birds, and you're enjoying yourself, and you're able to input connecting more within your heart. And you feel more alive. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that incredible? Who wouldn't want that, right?
Oh, indeed.
and you really help people. And why isn't it important from your perspective for all of us to heal from our wounds and trauma and not let it fester within us? I know it can really do a number on our mind, body, and spirit when we don't deal with trauma and don't, you know, we're looking for quick fixes and, you know, a pill here and there, numbing, things that numb but don't really treat the actual cause of the symptoms.
Yeah.
And it's really important because your body, your mind, your body, your spirit, everything's all connected. And if one thing is out of alignment, everything else follows suit, right?
Oh, indeed, indeed. And, you know, you mentioned the word, because fester is very, it's very strong, but, you know, and there's a lot of people nowadays, you're hearing stories that we have someone in our family, people are getting disharmonies in their body, like a cancer here, or something with their thyroid gland or their pancreas. And when it gets to that point, our bodies are talking to us very powerfully. They're saying, hey, we need attention. We need, you know, you need love in that area. You need to listen. You need to stop and listen. Because cancer is an energy that is no longer flowing. You know, you're not open to life. Shamans would call that soul retrieval. You know, you go off, and oftentimes it's a past life energy that we brought forward with us in this life. You know, giving energy treatments, I often can see what has happened, what the person has brought forth, but there's always a link in this life of, you know, in their childhood, there's always something symbolic or something, an occurrence that informs them a little bit what it's about. But we need to go back and make amends, redeem that part of us, bring it back into the sacred fires of the heart to transmute it. Make peace with it, forgive it, because that energy needs to come back home into the heart. It needs to come back to you. You know, I had actually a few friends that did die of cancer, and when I asked them, you know, one of them had breast cancer, and I had asked her, you know, just I could feel the pain from my standpoint, from her, and I said, why don't you just let's work together and really work on it. And she said, Nancy, if I listen to that pain, I'll never stop crying. I will never stop, you know, that flow. So fear stops us. We feel that the mountain is too high to heal. But that's why it's so good. There's so many practitioners around. There's so many healers around. And take the time for the self and go see someone to work with it, because oftentimes, that pain was not as bad as you thought. You know, you could heal. You could release. And you could bring that energy and reintegrate that energy. And so forth, open up the flow in your organs for health, you know, and to vibrate, to continue to raise the vibration that we were speaking of. And because, you know, some negative emotions were locked in there and you were unable to access them. And through repeated efforts, you were unable to access them. And so with effort and with a true intent, or really from the heart, you can heal. And you can not only heal from cancer, but you can actually make a better change in your life. You know, you can bring pleasurable relationships, harmony, enjoyment in your work. You know, it's possible to make change in your life, but you need to take the time away. You need to take the effort to do it, and it can be fun. That's what I like to inject in what I do with the spiritual retreat I was mentioning, and the workshops, and, you know, introduce laughter. I do laughter. I love laughter therapy. Laughter is the most healing thing. It's just to laugh at yourself. And that a lot of these things that we thought we would never heal from, you know, if we take the spiritual view of it, you can laugh at it and just release it. Don't take yourself so seriously. And know that, you know, angels laugh all the time. You hear them.
Mm-hmm.
They laugh
because
their heart is is filled with life and
what is,
you know.
You and I were chatting before we went live on the air, sound too. What is sound therapy?
For at least, oh goodness, 20 years now, I give therapeutic sound baths, and I work with sound, tuning forks, crystal bowls. I work with the voice, so we do different chanting, different ways of singing. There's nothing more healing. There's not a more powerful healing instrument than the voice. And all kinds of gongs and different sound instruments. You know, at the very core of us, and in fact of all of existence, we're made of sound. There was a sound that was emitted, a frequency or a vibration, and it made color. So when we work in the energy field and we work on different vertebrae, let's say in the vertebral column, each one is attributed to a different sound and a different color. All of your organs are the same. There's a different color and sound, and each organ system, each and even your whole organism, and even your soul has its own soundtrack. We call it the song of the soul. And I give workshops on that too. We listen to what is the soul song of the person and what note were they born on, what harmonic, what celestial harmonic. And we can talk about other things like light language, which we can sing, language of the angels and language of even nature spirits. But sound is at the core of everything. Every vibration makes a sound. And the more I evolve, the more I raise my vibration, I can hear sounds. I can hear sounds of different things. And within people, and especially when I'm giving an energy treatment, and you're accessing, either I'm sensing, you know, if the energy is flowing there, okay, what sound do I need to make to unblock the energy? You know, a lot of people respond to very high-pitched, high-frequency sounds, like dolphins. You know, when we hear the clicks of the dolphins, it's a very healing frequency. Birds make very healing. That's why when we go in nature, it's very healing because the sounds are pure. You know, just the sounds of the trees, blowing wind, the birds, the singing, the crickets, and all of that sound is very pure. When I do a crystal bowl concert, each crystal bowl is attuned to a different frequency. And all of our chakras, you know, most people, we only see our physical body, but we have each one of us energy centers that are attuned to a different sound. And as I was mentioning, each organ, too, is attuned to a...
Nancy, you there? I think you got cut off there, Nancy. Got just a couple minutes left to the show. Nancy, if you can hear us. Not sure if she's on a cell phone. But we're speaking with Nancy Fuoco of the Resonant Heart Therapies. And as you can hear, she's very passionate about what she does. And she does all kinds of incredible things. As I mentioned, sound healing, vocal therapy, opening the voice, harmonizing our chakras, and lots more. Her website is The Resonant Heart.com. That's theresoart.com. She's also on Facebook, and she's got an incredible, fantastic healing retreat that's coming up at Mount Shasta, California, where she's been doing it for years, and it's coming up in August. And you can go to theresonantheart.com to learn more. Let's see if we can get her back. We're going to hang up the line. And don't you just love technology? There must have been some vibrational frequencies coming through trying to interrupt this positive conversation. We'll dial her back.
Hi,
behind
Jim.
Behind the scenes. Welcome back.
Hello. Hi.
I guess a vibrational frequency got in the way of the conversation, huh?
but not a positive
vibrational frequency. Strange stuff, huh? Are you on a cell phone?
Yes, I am.
So sometimes they have their own little way of doing things. But I wanted to make mention that you mentioned. We have about 4 minutes left. We're talking about sound therapy, but maybe we can also bring in the chakra cleansing and sacred flames, rays of light workshops you do.
Oh, sure. You know, the colors are really great. It goes back to, you know what I was mentioning, the frequency and the vibration makes the sound, but it also makes a color. And each color is its own consciousness, you know, energy that we must integrate. And each color carries its own divine qualities, such as joy, such as illumination, such as confidence or peace, and everything carries a color. And so colors carry great consciousness and vibration. And so, you know, we do, we give the courses in which we immerse ourselves in a particular color and see how, why, you know, sometimes we say, oh, I really want to wear green. And because green helps the energy to flow and it's joy, it's harmony. Or sometimes I want to wear a passionate red. Or sometimes a peaceful, a joyful yellow. And so they're really, it's a consciousness. And when you really work with the colors, you're working with our different chakras and our energy centers, that each of them is attributed to a different color. And the sacred flames, now we're going even deeper. It's another issue. We have like the violet flame. You may have heard of that. The violet flame is really well known, and it's really the energy of the heart, the purple, the energy of freedom, and the energy of transmutation. That's a great flame to work with. And that also has, it's kind of like a composite color, that you have different frequencies in it. And you can even go more in the flame of resurrection or flame of ascension and or flame of illumination. And all of these flames really do exist, and they operate out there in the world, in nature. And a lot of times people are just not aware of all of these, all of this energy, you know. People go to work, and most of humanity, you know, they go to work and they tend to their family and their work, but there's a whole world of vibration and spirit out there that we can awaken to. And in the end, you know, Jim, it's just awakening to ourselves in greater levels of self-awakening and knowing thyself in a deeper level and connecting to what's in your heart. And getting back to that core issue, everyone wants to create a better life for themselves. More joy, abundance, harmony, better relationships, more gratifying work. And so there are many ways to get to the same thing, whether you're working with color therapy, sound therapy, crystals, energy work, shamanic work. They can all lead you back home to the self and home to your heart, and to see what's in your heart and how can that be a happier heart, a more resonant heart, a more open heart, and live with more joy and laughter.
Who wouldn't want that, right? I tell you, I encourage folks, we've got about 60 seconds left, to go to the website, theresonantheart.com. I'll spell it out again. It's theresonant, and then the word heart, heart.com. You can also visit her Facebook page as well. And if you want to learn more about the retreat coming up in California in August, you can go to theresonantheart.com and find out more information there as well. Mm-hmm. Nancy, this was fantastic. The time goes by too fast.
It does.
Conversations, but hope we get a chance to explore some more, maybe hear some testimonials and welcome you back. That would be a real pleasure. And I applaud you for all the beautiful work you do as a holistic therapeutic practitioner and workshop facilitator, public speaker, and so much more. Thanks for joining us on the show. Hope you enjoy the time with me as much as I have with you.
Thank you so much, Jim. It was a real pleasure talking to you today, and I really enjoyed it.
Ah, that is fantastic. Thank you, Nancy. Nancy Porco, the resident heart therapy, is joining us from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. I'm your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, and inviting you to stay right there. We'll be back in just a few minutes, maybe a quick cup of coffee, and then I'll be right back with another fantastic guest right here on Close Up Radio. For all of us, thanks for listening. Have a terrific day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.